it like for the first day, and you realize how much there is still to learn that you're just getting started?
First day went pretty smooth for us, myself as well. You know, it's things that I know on the offense already, and, you know, just getting things separated from the Oregon offense to the Philly offense. The play calls are different, hand signals are different, so I had to, you know, reboot my whole system and get it in order, and that's why each and every day I stay late, try to get things done here, and then go home and study and test myself with Jordan Matthews.
From a scheme standpoint, how different from what you've seen in the playbook in the first couple of days, how different is what you do here versus what you guys do at Oregon?
It's some differences, but it's also a lot of similarities. So the differences, I just try to work on those more than work on the similarities.
Hey, Josh, you were the first rookie to sign. Was that your idea? Was that your agent's idea? How did that come about?
I mean, I just wanted to get it done as soon as possible. I didn't want there to be a distraction for the team. I just wanted to come in and do what I had to do to get on the field and help my teammates any way possible.
You were the one, I think, of the drafted players that didn't visit here pre-draft. Mm-hmm. What are your impressions now getting here and seeing, obviously, a lot of Oregon faces?
Mm-hmm. Well, I love Philly. Just being here for the short amount of time I've been here, I love Philly. I love everything that's going on with this organization. And where Coach Kelly is taking them. He has a great setup for us, and he's doing an excellent job with installing the rookies and putting us on training wheels, as I should say.
What do you feel similar about set out?
Everything is the same from what he did at Oregon. Yeah. What he did here is just more more complex, and you know it takes a lot more time. Whereas at Oregon, it was just quick and simple and to the point.
How is it more complex, Josh?
You know, you just gotta. It's more time taken. Where at Oregon, you know, it's an everyday thing now. Where at Oregon, say for instance, every Thursday we would do a hydration test, but if we do that every day, that's a key factor in your performance. So that's an everyday thing for us now.
I am saying you had a nasty presence to your game, whether it's blocking or, you know, getting off press coverage. Where does that come from?
Just the will to, you know, want to win. I love winning. I hate losing more than anything. And if you have a mindset to, you know, go out and dominate the dude lined up across from you, you know, that's going to translate onto your teammates, and that's going to make the team better. So that's just the nastiness that I play with, and hopefully I can bring that to Philadelphia Eagles.
Does it make it more comfortable, the fact that you know Kelly and you know some of the other coaches and people here? It's maybe a familiar atmosphere in a sense, making that tough transition from college to the pro?
Yeah, most definitely. It's definitely more comfortable. I'm a lot more comfortable than I would be if I was drafted somewhere else, just because I know what's going on. I know how things want to be ran here. And even though I'm a rookie, I can come in and help some veterans that just don't get it yet. And I can go in and help them with that. And it's just a family environment here, just like it was at Oregon.
When you watched the Eagles last year on TV, did you say to yourself, I recognize this kind of stuff, and if I get drafted there or play there, my game fits in?
Yes, most definitely. I've watched probably 3 or 4 games this past season where I envisioned myself in the offense, and I've seen things that we ran at Oregon that I wanted to be a part of. So being drafted here, you know, that was a step up for me, and I'm able to help the receiver that's here now, especially the rookies, Jay Madden and those other guys that's here. So that's definitely a lead up on me, but I just got to continue to work and never be satisfied.